towards, the intentional towards issues, the intent rule, the intent to do actual physical conduct or awareness with substantial certainty that the result is going to occur issues, transferred intent rule. If D sets out to commit an intentional toward against particular person and a different towards result toward different person is victimized, D is still liable of toward issues. Battery rule. 1. Harmful or offensive contact with P's person to intent. 3. Causation. 1. Is measured by reasonable person standard. Offensive equals unpermitted by a person of ordinary sensitivity. Person includes anything connected to P issue. Assault rule. 1. Reasonable apprehension by P of immediate harmful or offensive contact to intent. 3. Causation. 1. Equals awareness. Recognition. Your knowledge of imminent battery does not mean fear. Apparent ability to commit battery is enough. But if P knows it is not dangerous, not assault regarding to immediacy, words alone never have necessary immediacy. Any menacing behavior is enough. Words accompanied by conduct may negate immediacy, e.g., I'll kill you if you don't pay it by tomorrow. Issue. False imprisonment rule. 1. Commit an act of restraint to result in a confinement in a bounded area. 3. Intent. 4. Causation. As to act of restraint, threat is enough. Omission of act can be restrained, if there is a pre-existing duty to help P move around. Period of time of confinement is irrelevant but may be relevant for measuring damages. P must aware of confinement or, if P is not aware, suffering injury is necessary. As to bounded area, P must be confined in all directions excluding from, keeping out of, denying access to particular places not enough. Must be no reasonable means of escape which P can reasonably discover. Special affirmative privilege for shoplifting detention. 1. There must be a reasonable belief as to the fact to theft. 2. The detention must be conducted in a reasonable manner. 3. The detention must be only for a reasonable period of time, and only for the purpose of investigation. Issue. The intentional infliction of emotional distress rule. 1. Outrageous conduct to intention to cause emotional distress or recklessness as to effect of these conduct. 3. Resulting in severe emotional distress damage for causation. Outrageous equals a conduct that exceeds all bounds of decency tolerated in the civilized society. Verbal insult or name calling is never outrageous. For hallmarks make outrageous. 1. In public, 2. Continuous and repetitive, 3. Common carrier airline, bus, train or innkeeper, for vulnerability of the P member of fragile or susceptible class of persons. Fragile or susceptible class of persons: the young children, the elderly, C. Pregnant woman, D. Especially fragile has to be generally not considered, but if D knew, then considered bystander may recover for IED. 1. D intentionally caused physical injury to another person. 2. The bystander was present at 1. 3. The bystander was a close relative of the injured person, for D knew A. The presence of the bystander and B. The bystander is a close relative of the injured person. 5. The bystander suffered severe emotional distress issues. Trespass to land rule. 1. Act of physical invasion of land to intent. 3. Causation. Physical invasion. Entry to someone else's property including throwing physical objects into it. Intangible matters. Odor, noise, etc. are not physical invasion. May be nuisance remaining on land after the legal entry constitutes a physical invasion. The intent. No need of awareness of another's land. The intent to go where D are going is enough. Land includes air, reasonable distance and subterranean space of the land. Issues. Trespass to chattel rule. 1. Interference with P's right of possession and personal property. Chattel. 2. Intent. 3. Causation. 4. Damages personal property. Anything except land and building. Interference with P's right of possession. 1. Damaging the property. 2. Stealing or taking it away from owner and depriving him of possession. The intent. The intent to act is enough. Damage must be modest or moderate. Issues. Conversion rule. 1. Interference with P's right to possession and personal property. 2. Intent. 3. Causation. 4. Damages personal property. Interference. The intent same as trespass to chattel. Damage must be extensive. Special remedy is available. Purchase price. Fair markup value of the object as of the time and place of conversion. A bailee receiving without notice and returning the stolen property is not liable of conversion. Can be negligence issued. Defense to intentional towards affirmative defenses rule. 1. Consent to protective privilege. 1. Self-defense. 2. Defense of others. 3. Defense of property. 3. Necessity plus A. Entry upon land to remove chattel. B. Recapture of chattel issued. 1. Consent rule. Defense to all intentional towards availability of consent. Legal capacity to consent is necessary. Child, drunk, insane, etc. cannot consent. Mistake caused by D. Fraud, coercion invalidates consent. Custom and usage infer implied consent, e.g., crowded trains, sports. D's reasonable interpretation of P's subjective conduct infers implied consent. However, P's subjective thoughts are irrelevant, exceeding scope of consent, liable of intentional towards issues. 2. Protective privileges rule. 1. Self-defense. 2. Defense of third parties. 3. Defense of property. Availability of privileges. Timing and accuracy. Timing. P's toward against D is imminent or in progress of commission. No revenge or retaliation. Accuracy. There must be a good faith, reasonable belief that he or other person is in danger. A reasonable mistake does not destroy privilege. Must use only proportionate force to the threat. Deadly force may be allowed in self-defense or defense of others cases, as long as threatened by death or serious bodily injury. Deadly force never allowed to protect property issue. 3. Necessity rule. Only defense in property towards public necessity, the interferes with someone else's property interest in an emergency situation to protect the community as a whole or some significant group of people. Absolute defense. Need not pay any damages. Private necessity, the interferes with someone else's property interest in an emergency situation to protect an interest of his own safety, health, property. Limited qualified defense. No towards but must compensate for actual damages. No nominal or punitive damages as long as the emergency exists. D. May remain on peace land issue. A. Entry upon land to remove chattel rule. If a chattel is located on the land of wrongdoer, the owner of the chattel may enter the land and reclaim the chattel at the reasonable time and in a reasonable manner issue. B. Recapture of chattel rule. D. May use force to recapture a chattel only if the possession of it was obtained by P wrongfully and D is in hot pursuit of P issue. Defamation rule. 1. Defamatory statement to or concerning the P. 3. Publication. 4. Causation. 5. Damages to P's reputation. Defamatory tends to adversely affect someone's reputation. Allegation of fact that reflects negatively on character trait is defamatory. Mere insult or name calling is not defamatory. Reveal or communicate to other only one will suffice. Statement of opinion can be defamatory if the listener would assume that the speaker has a factual basis for the opinion. P must be alive. Innocuous statement generally cannot be defamatory, but can be defamatory if P proves innuendo and inducement by showing additional underlying facts. Defamed group, small group, every member can sue, large group, no one can sue. Or concerning statement must be specifically identifies a particular P. Publication revealed or communicated to a third person, only one person is enough. Publication does not have to be intentional. Damages. Damage is presumed not have to prove in libel and slander per Southeast. P must prove special damages. Pecuniary laws and slander not slander per Southeast. Libel. Defamatory statement in a permanent form. Letter, writing, record, film, etc. Slander. Defamatory statement that is oral or spoken that disappears immediately after utterance. Slander per Southeast. Spoken. Defamatory statement that fits into one of following categories. 1. Statement that adversely affect P's ability in his business or profession. 2. Statement that P committed crime of moral turpitude, any serious crime. 3. Statement that P is presently suffering loathsome disease, e.g., leprosy, venereal disease, syphilis, gonorrhea, etc. 4. Statement imputing unchastity to a woman issue. Defense to defamation rule. 1. Consent express, implied, same as consent to intentional towards, complete defense to truth, complete defense. D. Has burden of proof. These mistake is not a defense. 3. Privilege, absolute privilege. A. Communication between spouses. B. Statement made in conducting of government affairs, qualified privilege. Need to meet 3 requirements. A. D. Is speaking socially useful context or purposes. B. Alleged defamatory portion must be relevant to that context or purpose. C. D. Speaks with good faith belief in accuracy of what he is saying. Issues. Constitutional defamation rule. 1. Defamatory statement to or concerning the P. 3. Publication. 4. Causation. 1-4 same as defamation. 5. Falsity. 6. Fault. P. Must show that the statement is false. Reverse the burden of proof. Fault. If P is public figure or public official, P must show D's malice with either knowledge of falsity or reckless disregard for truth. Public figure. When P becomes famous or P voluntarily assumes a central role in a public controversy, public concern but private figure, P must show D's negligence for truth. Issues. Invasion of privacy rule. 1. Appropriation to intrusion on P's affairs or seclusion. 3. False light. 4. Disclosure issues. 1. Appropriation rule. 1. D uses P's name or picture. 2. For D's commercial advantage. 3. Without P's permission needs to use P's name or picture in advertising or promotion of product or service. Actual profit is not necessary. Mere economic benefit to the D or using P's name and picture in context of dissemination of information is not enough. Newsworthiness exception. Using P's picture in the cover of a magazine is not appropriation if it is connected to communication of news issue. 2. Intrusion on P's affairs or seclusion rule. Invasion of P's privacy or solitude. Seclusion in the way that would be objectionable to a reasonable person's methods. P's dropping device, spying, telescope peeping, voyeurism need not be a physical invasion. Trespass is not necessary. Seclusion, a place where there is a reasonable expectation of privacy. Not actionable when no reasonable expectation issue. 3. False light rule. Widespread dissemination of a major misrepresentation that would be objectionable to a reasonable person. Widespread must be a group of individuals. One person is not enough. Not have to be intentional. Misrepresentation need not be defamatory if the published matter involves public interest. P must show malice issue. 4. Disclosure rule. Widespread dissemination of confidential information about P that would be objectionable to a reasonable person's dissemination usually involves academic, medical, financial information newsworthiness exception. If the information is newsworthy, then not actionable equals not private facts. This exception is very broadly interpreted. If celebrity is involved, it is newsworthy per Southeast. Dual life exception. If D carries information from one sphere to another, not actionable confidential facts can be true, but must be genuinely confidential. The fact that P purchased land is not confidential record is available at public office issue. Defense to invasion of privacy rule. Consent expressed, implied defense to all four types of privacy towards absolute / qualified privilege. Only defense to false light and disclosure. A communication between spouses. B governmental affairs. C socially useful purpose issue. Intentional misrepresentation. Fraud. Deceit rule. 1. Affirmative misrepresentation to scienter. 3. Intent to induce reliance. 4. Justifiable reliance. 5. Causation. 6. Damages. As to 1. D must make affirmative misrepresentation unless there is duty to disclose. Scienter. P must show that D knowingly or recklessly made the misrepresentation. As to 3. Intent to induce a particular P is not necessary. D can be liable to a reasonably foreseeable relying third person. As to 4. Actual reliance by P is necessary. As to 5. Anyone can rely on D's statement of fact. As to 5. P can rely on D's opinion if D is superior knowledge or skill about the subject matter. As to 6. P must show actual pecuniary loss issues. Negligent misrepresentation rule. 1. Commercial transaction or trade between merchants. 2. Misrepresentation made in professional or business capacity. 3. Breach of duty toward particular P. 4. Causation. 5. Justifiable reliance. 6. Damages issued. Interference with business relations rule. 1. Valid contractual relationship between P and third party or valid business expectancy of P. 2. D must be aware of that K or expectancy. 3. D intentionally induces the third party to terminate or breach the K or expectancy. 4. That third party actually terminates or breaches the K or expectancy. 5. Damages to P. Privileges. Affirmative defense. Certain parties have privilege not to be liable, e.g., parent, lawyer, priest. The proper attempt to obtain business for D or protect D's interest is privileged issued. Theft of trade secrets rule. 1. There must be valid trade secret to taking the secret by improper means. 3. P must suffer economic damages. Valid trade secret. I. Information that gives owner business advantage. II. Information cannot be generally known. III. Owner must make an effort to keep the information secret. As to 2. Traitorous insider, industrial spy, etc. Negligence issue. Negligence prima facie case rule. To establish prima facie case of negligence, P must show 1. Duty, 2. Breach of duty, 3. Causation, and 4. Damages issued. Main issues of duty rule. 1. To whom does D owe a duty? To how much duty does D owe? Issue. Negligence. To whom does D owe a duty? 1. General issues rule. D owes a duty to foreseeable plaintiff. The people in the zone of danger generally. Foreseeable PS are those who are relatively close. Exceptions. 1. Rescuer. Always foreseeable to fetuses. 1. Toward committed against pregnant woman. And the child is born alive but injured. The fetus has a separate cause of action to wrongful birth. If a doctor misdiagnoses and a child is born with a defect, mother can recover a unwanted labor, medical expenses, pain and suffering. The additional expenses to care for the defective child, and C. Damages for emotional distress. 3. Wrongful pregnancy. If a doctor fails to perform a contraceptive procedure and a child is born healthy, mother can recover a unwanted labor and be damaged for emotional distress, but no expenses to raise the child. Second plaintiff, 1. Cardozo's view. Second, he may recover only if she establishes a reasonable person would have. 14. Risk of injury to her in the circumstance. 2. Andrew's view. If D breaches his duty to first P, and as a result injures second P, second P may recover from D issue to duty. How much care? 1. Standard rule. D must act with a degree of care that a reasonably prudent person would exercise under the similar circumstances. How much care? Depends on the circumstances. Reasonably prudent person. A hypothetical person who is always careful. Objective standard. Generally, these subjective matters are irrelevant. Exceptions. 1. If D possesses superior knowledge, skills or intelligence, the standard is reasonably prudent person with such superior knowledge, skill or intelligence. 2. Physical characteristics. Reasonably prudent person with such physical characteristics would exercise under the circumstances issued to duty. How much care? 2. Special categories. Children rule. Children under age of 4, incapable of negligence. Children under age of 18, the standard is the degree of care that a child of like age, experience and intelligence would exercise under similar circumstances. Adult activity exception. If the child is engaged in an adult activity operating a motorized vehicle, airplane, etc., the standard is reasonably prudent person. Adult under the circumstances same as adult standard issued to duty. How much care? 2. Special categories. Professionals rule. professionals, anyone who has specialized skills or training in providing services standard, the degree of care that an average member of that profession practicing in a similar community need to compare D with real people, always needs expert witness locality rule. Doctors in urban area should be compared with other doctors in urban area equal similar community, not with doctors in small cities. Doctrine of informed consent. A doctor has a duty to disclose to the patient the risk of proposed treatment exception I commonly known risks II the patient declines to hear IIP is incompetent IV doctor concludes the disclosure would be harmful to PVP would have consented anyway issue to duty how much care to special categories owners and occupiers of land rule person in lawful possession of landowner and lawful occupant of the land occupier owe special duty to those who come on the land and are injured by dangerous condition 1 undiscovered trespasser someone with no legal right on the land and whose presence the owner does not know about no duty however vicarious liability intentional toward may apply to discovered trespasser someone with no legal right on the land but whose presence the owner knows or should reasonably anticipate reasonable prudence under the circumstances those duty to protect discovered trespasser only from man-made known death traps or condition. Man-made known death traps are 1 the condition artificially made, 2 highly dangerous, 3 concealed from the trespasser, 4 were actually known to the owner 3 licensees those who comes on the land usually for their own purposes, with owner's permission social guests, etc. Owner must protect licensees from the conditions that are 1 concealed from the licensee and 2 known to the owner, known hidden traps 4 invite business entrance. Customers' intent to buy is irrelevant or visitors for purpose of which the land is open to the public airport, mall, station, etc. Owner must protect invitees from the conditions that are 1 concealed from the invitees and to the owner knows or should have known the condition, knowable hidden traps when invitee exceeds the scope of invitation, she loses her invitee status and becomes either licensee or trespasser firefighters, police officers, never recover for injuries that are inherent risk of their job children trespasser attractive nuisance doctrine owners must exercise degree of care reasonably prudent under the circumstances to protect child trespassers from artificially dangerous condition regardless of the child trespasser's legal status to claim attractive nuisance doctrine he must show IR artificial dangerous condition is present on land II the owner knows or should have known that children frequently near the dangerous condition II the condition is dangerous because of the child's inability to appreciate the risk IV the expense of remedying the condition is slight compared with the magnitude of risk. Owner can discharge his duty by I fix or repair the condition or II give a warning issue to duty. How much care? 3 statutory standard of care, negligent per Southeast rule. Negligent per Southeast when an applicable statute sets out the specific duty, that duty may replace the general common law duty of care, and violation of the statute constitutes a conclusive presumption of duty and breach of duty even if D complied with the statute, he may still be found negligent by the general duty of care, however, compliance with statute may be evidence that D did not breach the duty to establish these negligent per Southeast, P must show, IP falls within class of persons the statute seeks to protect II the accident is the type of risk class of risk the statute seeks to prevent exception, even if above test is met, statutory violation cannot be negligent per Southeast when 1 compliance of the statute was more dangerous than violation of the statute, 2 compliance was impossible under the circumstances issued. To duty, how much care? For affirmative duty to act or rescue rule. General rule, no legal duty to act or rescue affirmatively exception. 1 the person who created the peace peril, then duty to rescue. 2 pre-existing relationship between the parties, 1 family, 2 common carrier to passenger or innkeeper to guest, 3 land, 3 assumption of duty, rescuer who volunteers to rescue must rescue reasonably if D falls into exceptions. D has the duty to act reasonably under the circumstances, however, D does not have to put himself in danger issue. To duty, how much care? 5 negligent infliction of emotional distress rule. Basic rule, if P sustains physical injury by these negligence, P may recover from D for emotional distress caused by the physical injury generally, P cannot recover emotional distress without physical injury exception, 1 when P can show, 1 D's breach of some other duty of care. D behaved negligently 2 P was in zone of physical danger. 3 P's emotional distress resulted in P's physical injury, element of 3 is required to prevent fraud, so mere objectively verifiable condition is enough. D's negligence is great likelihood of P's severe emotional distress e.g., mishandling relative's corpse. Excuses element of 3 physical injury 2 by standard rule, even not within the zone of danger, P may recover if 1 D injured a person closely related to P, 2 P was physically present at the scene of injury, 3 P personally observed or perceived the event, and 4 P's emotional distress resulted in P's physical injury issue. 3 breach of duty rule. General rule, P needs to point out provide these particular faulty conduct proving methods. 1. Violation of statute and negligent per Southeast 2. Evidence of usage or custom. However, this method is not conclusive. 3. Doctrine of res ipsa loquitur. P. Who cannot prove precisely these breach, can avoid dismissal if he can show 1. The event is of the type that does not ordinarily occur without the negligence. 2. This type of accident ordinarily occurs because of the negligence of someone in this position. 3. P was not at fault regarding his injury. Element of 2. Can be established by showing that D had exclusive control over the instrument that caused the accident issue. For causation rule, P must prove both 1. Factual causation logical connection between these bad behavior and P's damages 2. Proximate legal causation liability must be fair under the circumstances issued. For causation 1. Factual causation rule. But for test, whether but for D's negligence, P would not have been injured issues of multiple DS. 1. Multiple negligent D with joint causes concurrent causes substantial factor test. Was each D's negligence a substantial factor in causing P's harm? If so, every D who is a substantial factor will be jointly and severally liable to multiple negligent D with uncertain cause, shifting the burden of proving causation to DS. If DS cannot exonerate themselves, they will be jointly and severally liable issued. For causation 2. Legal causation proximate causation rule. Basic principle, test of foreseeability. D is always liable for a foreseeable result. D is always excused from an unforeseeable harm. Direct cause case equals nothing happened in between D's act and P's damage. Simple foreseeable test. Always fair unless totally bizarre case. Indirect cause case equals third person to something between D's act and P's damage test. Whether the intervening force is foreseeable. If so, D is liable for everything happened to P. If not, D's liability is cut off superseding intervening force in an intentional toward case. Unforeseeable intervening force does not break the proximate causation between D's conduct and P's injury. 4. Intervening forces are foreseeable as a matter of law. D is liable for everything happened to P as a result of the intervening force. 1. Intervening medical malpractice. 2. Intervening negligent rescue. 3. Intervening reaction or protection forces. 4. Intervening subsequent disease or accident. Intervening criminal conduct generally unforeseeable unless D original conduct increases the risk of intervening criminal force issue. 5. Damages rule. Eggshell scope doctrine. When D has committed all other elements of torts, D is liable for all damages suffered by P even if the damages are surprising in scope, even unpredictable or unforeseeable. There will be punitive damages if D is intentional, reckless or willful or wanton. Avoidable consequence rule. P has a duty to take reasonable steps to mitigate damages. Collateral source rule. Damages are not reduced merely because P received benefits from other sources, e.g., health insurance issues. 6. Affirmative defenses rule. 1. Contributory negligence. 2. Assumption of risk. 3. Comparative negligence. These three defenses are only for negligence, not a defense for intentional torts. Pure comparative negligence is the default rule issued. 6. Affirmative defenses. 1. Contributory negligence rule. Failure of P to exercise a relevant degree of care for his own safety will absolutely bar the right to recover. Minority rule. Traditional common law defense. The degree of care depends on the case. Usually the reasonable prudence standard applies, unless P is a child, violates a statute, etc. Exception, last clear chance rule. Even P was negligent, D with the last clear chance to avoid the accident and fails to do so is liable for negligence issues. 6. Affirmative defenses. 2. Assumption of risk rule. P is absolutely barred of recovery if 1. He knew and appreciated the particular risk, and 2. He encountered the risk voluntarily. Minority rule. Traditional common law defense. D must show P had an alternative not to encounter the risk if P acted in the emergency. His act is not voluntary. Engaging in rescue is never assumption of risk in negligent per Southeast case. Protected class by the statute cannot assume the risk. Exculpatory clause in case express assumption of risk is generally enforceable, but that eliminates the intentional toward liability is not issued. 6. Affirmative defenses. 3. Comparative negligence rule. Failure of P to exercise a relevant degree of care for his own safety reduces of recovery, but not absolutely bar majority rule. Pure comparative negligence. P always recovers some amount of money. Even if his fault was greater, the jury decides the percentage of fault. Modified partial comparative negligence. P will recover reduced amount up to the point P is 50% responsible for his injury. If P is more than 50% responsible, he gets nothing. Strict liability issue. 1. Strict liability for animals rule. Domesticated animals, e.g., dog, no strict liability for injury caused by these domesticated animals unless he knows of their vicious propensity or knows that they would do damage. D is strictly liable if he knows his dog has previously bitten someone, even the dog gets one free bite. Rule. D may be liable by negligence even if not strictly liable while animal. Always strict liability on owner, no matter what the circumstances. Amount of care D exercised is irrelevant, even if animal is tame equals not so dangerous still strictly liable. However, P's injury must arise from the dangerous propensity of wild animal, e.g., direct attack, shocked by seeing injury while escaping, etc. issue. To strict liability, ultra-hazard douse activities rule. If he engages in an ultra-hazard douse activity that causes P's injury, which is of the kind that we worried about in the first place, D is strictly liable. How much precautions D made is irrelevant. Ultra-hazard douse activity is 1. An activity that imposes severe risk of harm, 2. That cannot be made safe, and 3. That is uncommon in the community defense. Comparative negligence majority rule. P's negligence will reduce the amount of recovery. Minority rule. Contributory negligence is not applicable, only assumption of risk for strict liability issue. 3. Strict liability for products rule. 1. D must be a commercial supplier merchant in type of goods in question to the product which injured P is defective and was sold or put in stream of commerce by D. 3. Causation. 4. Damages. No strict liability claim against casual seller non-merchant service provider is not commercial supplier commercial lessor is merchant. No requirement of privity of K in product liability cases. P can sue anyone in a distribution chain and P does not have to be the buyer. Any foreseeable P even bystander may sue. 2 kinds of defect. 1. Manufacturing defect. The product is dangerous beyond the expectation of ordinary consumer because of its departure from the intended design. The degree of care exercised in manufacturing is irrelevant to design defect. The less dangerous modification or alternative was economically feasible. If there is no way to reduce the danger without seriously impairing the function of the product or the alternative is unduly expensive, the alternative is not economically feasible. Inadequate warning. Design defect. The product must have clear and complete warning of any dangers that may not be apparent to users. Warning must be understandable and prominent. The defect must have existed at the time of the product left these hands. If the product moved in ordinary chain of distribution, the timing is presumed. P must be injured by a foreseeable use of the product, including wide variety of misuses. Both factual and proximate causation are required. P may recover for personal injury and property damages caused by the defect. Only economic loss, e.g., machine does not work, not recoverable. This loss should be recovered by breach of warranty of UCC defense. Comparative negligence majority contributory negligence not applicable, only assumption of risk minority miscellaneous issues issued. Negligence liability for products ruled. Prima facie case. 1. Duty. 2. Breach of duty. 3. Factual and proximate causation. 4. Damages duty. A dealer who buys a product from reputable supplier or manufacturer need to make only a cursory inspection of the product. Damages, only economic loss, not recoverable. Breach of warranty of UCC, run with goods. No privity of K required issued. Nuisance rule. 1. Public nuisance. An act that unreasonably interferes with the health, safety, or property rights of the community. P can recover only when P suffered unique damage different from the harm to the community as a whole. 2. Private nuisance. Substantial and unreasonable interference with P's use and enjoyment of land. Substantial interference offensive, inconvenient, or annoying to average person in the community. Hypersensitivity or specialized use of P is irrelevant. Unreasonable interference injury outweighs the utility of these conduct. Solution, reasonableness and balancing, not prior tempore potior equals not first comer wins issued. Vicarious liability. 1. General issues rule. When there is a relationship between passive tortfeasor and active tortfeasor, the passive tortfeasor may be liable for active tortfeasor's tort liability. 4 types of relationship. 1. Employer-employee partnership relationship. Respondee at superior. 2. Hiring party individual contractor relationship. 3. Automobile owner automobile driver relationship. 4. Parent-children relationship issue. Vicarious liability. 2. Employer-employee relationship rule. An employer is liable for employees' torts conducted within the scope of the employment. The scope of the employment, frolic major departure from the course of employment, not within the scope, detour minor departure from the course of employment, within the scope, these are measured by time and geographic area. Intentional tort of the employee is generally out of the scope. Exceptions. 1. When the use of physical force is authorized in the employment or in a part of job, e.g., security guard. 2. When the job naturally generates friction, e.g., debt collector. 3. When the tortious act directly serves employer's interest. Truck driver's conversion of gas. Employer may indemnify from employee. This rule is also applicable to joint ventures. Partnerships issue. Vicarious liability. 3. Hiring party. Independent contractor relationship rule. Generally, hiring party is not vicariously liable for independent contractors toward exceptions. 1. When the independent contractor engaged in inherently dangerous activity. 2. When the hiring party has the duty that is non-delegable on public policy grounds, e.g., duties of landowner, common carrier. 3. When a customer reasonably believes that the service is rendered by employee actually independent contractor negligent hiring, If the hiring party is negligent in selecting an independent contractor, the hiring party is liable for negligence. However, this is not vicarious liability issue. Vicarious liability for automobile owner, driver relationship rule. Generally, an owner of an automobile is not vicariously liable for torts of drivers if the driver is an agent of the owner. This relationship is general principle agent relationship and owner may be vicariously liable. Family car doctrine minority, owner will be liable for torts of family members. Expressly or implicitly permitted of driving by the owner permitted use doctrine minority, owner is vicariously liable for torts of anyone who drives owner's car with his permission. Negligent entrustment, e.g., negligent to give automobile keys to a drunken driver. This is not vicarious liability issue. Joint tortfeasor rule. If two or more tortious acts combine to cause P's indivisible injury, each tortfeasor is jointly and severally liable for P's injury. Each tortfeasor is liable for the full amount of damages. P may sue any D and recover entire damage contribution. A joint tortfeasor who paid more than his share of damages may seek contribution from other joint tortfeasors. Comparative contribution majority. Each joint tortfeasor is assessed his degree of fault and contribution is imposed in proportion to the relative fault of the joint tortfeasor. Equal shares traditional common law. Minority, each joint tortfeasor must pay equal shares regardless of their degrees of fault. Intentional tortfeasors may not seek contribution from other joint tortfeasors. Indemnity, one tortfeasor who paid the entire damages to P may shift the entire loss to another tortfeasor. One vicarious liability case, a passive tortfeasor may seek indemnification. From the active tortfeasor to strict liability case, the supplier of a product who was held strictly liable to P may seek indemnification from any previous supplier in the distribution chain issue. Survival and wrongful death rule. Tort claims survive the death of victim. Wrongful death, if these tortuous acts result in death of victim, the representative of victim's estate or victim's family may bring a wrongful death action against D. D can assert any defense that D could have asserted against the decedent. P may only recover pecuniary injury resulting from the decedent's death. Loss of support, loss of consortium. Loss of consortium, P may recover damages for loss of consortium by death of P's spouse, including loss of service, loss of society, and loss of sex issues. Tort immunities rule. Government immunity, when government or its agents are engaged in traditional government function involving the use of discretion, they are immune from tort liability. E.g., P cannot sue state for police officer's negligence when government acts in proprietary capacity. E.g., a business function, the government may be liable for torts. Intra-family tort immunity, this rule is abandoned in majority. Charitable immunity, this rule is abolished in most of states. Addition torts for issues from essay questions issued. Malicious prosecution rule. To establish prima facie case for malicious prosecution, the P must show 1. Institution of criminal proceedings against the P, 2. Termination favorable to P, 3. Absence of probable cause for prosecution, 4. Improper purpose of D, and 5. Damages issued. Abuse of process rule. P must show 1. Wrongful use of the process for an ulterior purpose and to some definite act or threat against P to accomplish the ulterior purpose, e.g., threatening to call police without legal basis and was motivated by this desire to exclude P from store issues. Privilege arrest rule. D may attempt to assert the privilege arrest. A misdemeanor arrest without warrant is privileged only if the misdemeanor was a breach of peace and was committed in the presence of the arresting party issue. Minor flash incompetent defense rule. D may claim that she is incapable of committing an intentional tort. However, under the majority view, both minors and incompetents are liable for their intentional torts. Therefore, issue. Implied warranty rule. There is an implied warranty that goods are merchantable and are generally fit for the particular purposes for which such goods are used. Vertical privity is no longer required. Causation, damages, personal injury, property damages and purely economic loss are recoverable are necessary issue. Representation theories rule. An express warranty arises where a seller or supplier makes any affirmation of fact or promise to the buyer relating to the goods that becomes part of the basis of the bargain. Causation, damages, same as implied warranty liability. For misrepresentation arises when a representation by the seller about a product induces reliance by the buyer. Issue. Defense to defamation, judicial proceedings rule. All statements made by counsel in judicial proceedings are absolutely privileged.